All right, it is 11 past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning here on WPHM. It's kind of amazing how much we've been able to do remotely. It's not exactly the same, but, you know, from education to commerce to other business. Heck, I'm doing the morning show at home again this morning, as I have been for the last several weeks. But we're beginning to see some things return to a little bit of a normal state, including at the St. Clair County Clerk's Office. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Clerk Jay DeBoyer. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you been holding up through all this?
Boy, I'll tell you, you know, yes, good so far, but it's been interesting, to probably say the least. The clerk's office is maintained a couple of employees the entire time. Myself and my chief deputy have been there every day since this thing started. But we seem to have navigated through it, at least to this point. Brought my staff back, at least on a limited basis. And at least Angie and I, my chief deputy, have been able to step back for a little bit now here and take a breath.
Yeah. And now you're adding the ability to apply for a new concealed pistol license at the clerk's office, right?
Yeah, so as you're aware, concealed pistol licenses are issued out of our office. And when I came into office, one of the things I did right away is I built a website. Because unlike a lot of governmental offices, I really view my office, you know, it's much like a business. And I know you hear that said from politicians, but in my aspect, it really is. We actually are selling products, whether they be birth certificates, marriage licenses, death certificates, concealed pistol licenses, you know, DBAs for your business, notaries, those are all process things that have to be done. And we were fortunate enough with the website that I had built to be able to do 99% of everything we do via the internet, which was a huge help to the citizens of the county. But the one thing I couldn't find a loophole to get around was the ability to issue the new concealed pistol licenses because of some of the provisions in the law that required an in-person and a verification and a signature and an oath. And it was kind of a very cumbersome process to try to come up with a way to do that remotely. So we weren't able to do it. Not to mention that a lot of the police departments that may have done the live scanning or the fingerprints for concealed pistol license, they quit doing the fingerprinting. So it was a double whammy and weren't able to issue new concealed pistol licenses. So as it feels like, at least, and it appears by the numbers that we're coming out of this pandemic, if you will, we're starting to roll out the ability to bring people in person. We're doing it by appointment only. We'll be able to schedule that appointment. They'll be able to come in. We'll be able to process them and get them moving along. St. Clair County Sheriff's Department is now doing fingerprinting again by appointment also. So those two pieces are now together. And we can start rolling that out and starting to get back to a little bit of normalcy, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good sign. What are some of the next steps toward normalcy, do you suppose, in your department there, Jay?
So my department, I have two governing worlds for me. First one is the clerk side, which is the side of the things we just talked about. The other side is the court side, because I'm also the clerk for the 31st Circuit Court. That piece of my office is really governed by the State Court Administrator's Office and the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan orders to come down to them. And they're going to have a phased opening. We're kind of rolling into phase one right now, which is starting to do a little bit of things in person in the building. Still mostly remote hearings via Zoom. You know, we haven't done a jury trial since this shutdown has occurred for obvious reasons. We're looking at maybe late June for possibly our first jury trial, which I'm afraid, even with the governor's order pushing us to June 15th, that's probably going to get pushed back even more. As you can imagine, right now you don't want to pack 100 potential jurors in a room to be able to go through the process of selecting jurors. So we're gonna roll out in probably a three-stage process that coming from the State Court Administrator's office, and that will be, you know, a little bit of an increase of real life in person interaction with the public. And eventually getting to, I guess, whatever that definition of the term you hear, new normal, is going to be, whether that's going to be still more appointment-based things, more video-type interactions with the courts. So that's kind of the plan. And you probably have realized this, Duval, as you have said, you know, working from home, today you believe this is how a process is going to go, and by tomorrow something changes.
Absolutely.
You have to come up with a new resolution.
Yeah, we have to be nimble these days, don't we?
There's no doubt. No doubt. But I'm proud of what we did in my office. There's no doubt.
I can see why, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about elections. Are you involved,
sure,
and are you preparing for August and November elections? The Secretary of State is mailing out applications to everybody for absentee voting. That's going to be an extra layer of work for you folks, isn't it?
There's absolutely, and that's something that we could talk about for at length, and I know we don't have that kind of time, but yeah, so this is a big election year. The presidential year is always the largest election year. Obviously, we have an August primary. All the township offices, county government offices. Then we obviously have the presidential election in November. It's a fast changing thing right now, especially with the Proposal 3 that passed a couple of years ago, which is a no reason AV. So anybody that wants to vote absentee ballot can do that. That adds a whole nother component, right? Because you are processing mail now, right? Mailed in ballots.
Right.
And just from a labor perspective, that adds a lot of extra work for the local clerks, the township clerks, the city clerks. But yeah, that's an ongoing process. We have a very, very, very small breather period right now. The filing deadlines are done. Ballot information is done. Proof ballots are created, and those are sent out to all the candidates that are on the ballot. They have to proof them, agree that it is what they want it to be, and then that comes back to us. And then we start printing ballots and having them ready to go to be sent out to AV voters at that time. So, yeah, we have lots going on in the clerk's office. And that's frankly, that did not afford the clerk's office the ability to close, to the point that you may have seen a lot of other governmental offices shut down to.
Sure, absolutely. A lot of work to do. And perhaps we will talk more at length about that as the election gets closer in August. It'll be here before you know it. Despite the fact that it feels like time is standing still, it is moving on, isn't it?
It absolutely is. But I can tell you that I'm very proud of my office and my staff. They stepped up and went above and beyond to make sure that the citizens of St. Clair County were served during this period, because things that they needed had to be done. And so we did it, you know.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated indeed. Jay, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
You bet, Paul.
And we'll talk again real soon.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.